Welcome to the morning news on WSL. Today we have a Mexican-American soldier. His name is Manny Mejia. He grew up in Mexico and is now age 43. He currently is living in the United States as a citizen. He grew up with his father and uncle in war, and now he shares his war experience with us.
Hello, and thank you, WSL, for having me on your show. War was definitely challenging and sacrificing. We had to limit food and supplies. This was a part of every soldier's job. As a Mexican-American soldier, we had racial insults.
So, were you segregated?
We were not segregated, unlike the many African-American soldiers. We fought side by side with the whites.
That's interesting. Did you feel out of place?
Well, of course I did. I mean, who wouldn't? We were not meant to be conjoined with the whites. They told us that every day. So yes, I did feel very out of place.
How did Mexican Americans change when you and fellow soldiers returned?
When I got back, my family was dragged into the Bracero program, which means that they were brought from Mexico to pick crops for the American farmers while we were at war.
Was your whole family in Mexico? And if they weren't, then what were they doing while you were gone?
No, my whole family wasn't in Mexico. My sister and girl cousin were here in the United States. They moved to the city so they could get a job working in a gun factory.
Did the style change or anything while you were gone?
Well, actually, it turns out that the younger Mexicans started wearing a style called the Zoot Suit. They wear a long jacket and baggy trousers. This was very new to me.
Wow, I would absolutely love to hear more. But that's all the time we have for this amazing story.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now we share a brief commercial. Hey women, get out of your pretty painted nails and swirly fancy dresses, because we're going to make a difference.
Yeah, we're all equal and can do what men do.
Even better.
Work in the factories to show that men aren't the only ones that can make a difference.
Now back to the show.
Here's our newscaster, Narius Kolar, with our last bit of news.
Hello. As you all know, factory owners are not allowing African Americans to work in their factories. But now, 2 million have already started working in our defense plans across the nation. One African American said, "The war has made my life better. My sister did not always say that Hitler was the one..." We got us out of the white folks' kitchen. Could this be danger or helpful? Learn more on tomorrow's show.
Thank you for listening to WSL War Stories Live.
Tune in tomorrow to hear the rest of the African American stories with our new guest. Bye.